The following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group
and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. This is the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. I'm Tony Navarre. I'm a certified financial planner professional, joined in the studio by my colleague Doug Neal, another certified financial planner. Of course, Craig Montana running the studio for us, and we're watching the numbers. We're watching all the ins, outs, currents, eddies of markets, but we also put a lot of concentration and effort into how we can best manage our money, all of us, for today and, more importantly, going forward into tomorrow and beyond.
It's more than just investments. It's how do the things work together, your benefits, your all the stuff that makes your family work, your financial life. How do all those pieces fit together? The risk management, the reserves, the investments, leaving the family farm or ranch to your family. You know, who wants it? Who doesn't want it? How do you do that?
What are you going to do about health care now and in the future? Just had a case in point with someone who called me at the office and said, you know, should I take my Medicare? I got coworkers saying I ought to take my Medicare because I'm 65, but I'm still working.
And covered.
And I'm covered at my employer. What do I do? Which thing is the better deal? Should I, which thing would pay for what, right? So we're going to talk a little bit about that because we do see things like this all the time.
It's more than, like I say, it's more than just what's my 401k doing or my stocks. Are they up? Are they down? Or it's a whole lot more than just that.
Yeah, sometimes the thing that can really bite you is because either you don't understand about or you haven't planned ahead for something that has nothing to do with your stocks and bonds, 401ks, IRAs. You know, it has nothing to do with that, but it has everything to do on impact on your financial life and your life going forward. So that's what we love about planning, by the way.
Yes.
We're more than just stock and bond jocks, okay? Yes, we do that for people, and we do it for a lot of people, but the other critical part that holds everything together is all the rest of the stuff that makes up you, your family, those that you care about.
Yeah. How do you put everything in context? You can make investments. There's all kinds of investments, just thousands of investments. But how do you put them together to work for you in your stage of life?
And we've all got these different levels, right? We all have different expectations. And some of us, by the way, may think we're doing just fine with things. I've got some recent data this morning on how much we're actually saving in our retirement plans at work. Yes, some of us are doing pretty well. Others, well, I think I was a little surprised even, frankly, by the latest statistics on that. Also, top concerns that you probably have. Let's start addressing some of those as we come back from this little break. In the meantime, you got a specific question, something you really want answered that applies to you or those you care about. Now is your chance, especially if you don't like having your voice on the air. No problem. We're taking a little break here for some commercials. While those things are on, you can call us on our private line. No one else will hear you. We don't record you, anything else. Ask questions. You got two very highly experienced financial planners right here in the studio. Ask away. We love it. And here's our number. Here's a way to do that. And that's 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group.
Hi, this is Yvonne with ATS Irrigation on Highway 105 in Brenham. We have been your local source for all things irrigation for the farm, ranch, home, and commercial property since 1985. But we offer a whole lot more than just irrigation. We are your source for high-quality lawn and garden tools, sprinklers, water hoses, and hard-to-find fittings. At ATS Irrigation, we stock the full line of Honda water pumps as well as the suction and discharge hoses with quick connect fittings. We carry corrugated poly culvert pipe up to 24 inch diameter and also drainage pipe with a good selection of fittings and drain boxes. In addition to all that, we carry concrete water troughs and Powder River livestock handling equipment. At ATS Irrigation, our friendly, knowledgeable staff is here to help you select the right materials for your next project. Come see us at 2509 Highway 105 in Brenham. Call us at 979-836-2197 or find us online at atsirrigation.com.
Attention, attention! Rubber ducks are taking over the Bluebell Aquatic Center. That's right, Ducky Day is back at the Bluebell Aquatic Center in Brenham. On Tuesday, July 23rd, spend the day participating in a number of adorable ducky-themed games and races. Have you got what it takes? There's no better place to cool off than the Bluebell Aquatic Center. With three awesome pools, tons of programs, and events happening all the time, there's something for the whole family. Let your kiddos splash in the shallow end of the leisure pool and cheer on the big kids as they tackle the Aquatic Center's famous Big Yellow Slide or make their way across the Bluebell Popsicles in a true test of strength and agility. You can also swim laps in the indoor competition pool or relax in the therapy pool if you need a little break from the Texas sun. $5 and $3 for children 3 and under get you access to all three pools all day long. Plus, there are swimming lessons available all year long if your kiddo is ready to take their first plunge into the pool. Spend your summer at the coolest place around, the Bluebell Aquatic Center, located at 1800 Tom Green Street in Brenham.
Naylor Wood Floors, now in their new location at 3962 Highway 36 North inside Granny's Antiques, are the experts to call when you want to install or renew wood floors. Naylor Floors is now offering natural live edge wood, great for adding a beautiful rustic look to your kitchen countertops, bathrooms, or mantels. Stop in Naylor Floors today to see how this beautiful wood can enhance your next project. Naylor's Wood Floors, bonded and insured, and an award-winning member of the National Wood Flooring Association and Better Business Bureau.
Hi, Mike Leonard here from Apple Ford Internet Sales. Have you driven a Ford lately? It's going to be a great year for Ford and Apple Ford. And this year, I've teamed up with Hyundai of Brenham. Now, you don't even have to leave your home or office to check it out. Just log on to appleford.com or give me a call at 836-3659 or email me at fordsales@appleford.com for your price quote on a Ford or a Hyundai. We always have some great deals going on, so go online for the perfect vehicle for you and your family. Visit appleford.com today.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Yeah. All right, let's rock along here. Mm-hmm. On this Wednesday morning with the Money Makeover Show. Again, I'm Tony Navarre. I'm a certified financial planner. Doug Neal, certified financial planner in the studio with me. Combined years of experience. 40?
Something? No, it's probably more like 60.
Yeah.
50 or 60.
Yeah, between the two of us, I think mm-hmm. we got plenty of it. And, of course, we have colleagues, too, mm-hmm. here at the Central Texas office in Brenham, where we're broadcasting from. We also have more colleagues at our office in Houston on St. James Place mm-hmm. Near the Galleria. So we've got a huge brain trust going on there, and we're always glad to put that to work for you and your particular needs and situations. By the way, we still offer the free review. You're welcome to come to the office, sit down, and just have a talk about whatever's on your mind, what really matters. Are you headed in the right direction? Have you planned properly for things? And it's not just, do you have a will? Yeah, that's important, but things, it's not the whole thing.
Things change. I was just thinking of driving in today that, well, there's this young guy, I think he's 50, the young guy that I talked to him a little while ago, and he just switched jobs. I didn't know that. And he says, I got to get together with you because things changed. Well, that's okay. Now his life has changed. Plus, I think one of his kids is getting ready to go to college, too. And so, okay, what can he do? What questions should he be asking? What should he, all these different things? Because this is, I think, the second time he's ever switched jobs in his life.
Sure.
So he doesn't know what questions to ask or what to be looking for. Mm-hmm. And that's what we help people do, because we do this all the time.
Yep. This is what we do. Yep. And the thing is, too, and I want to put this out there, you know, for many of you who are in that position, you may have had all your, let's say, your 401k plan all figured out. You were invested in whatever particular investment vehicles inside of the 401k were appropriate for you. Chances are you probably haven't readjusted anything for 5 years, 10 years, maybe longer. So now you're going to probably roll your old 401k into your new employer's 401k. And now you got another whole slew of investment choices. So before you pick things, do things, does it work the same way? Maybe they have a different employer match. Maybe they have a profit sharing plan. Maybe they even have what's called a cash balance plan, which has an old fashioned kind of like a pension plan stuck on top of it. Oh man, do you know what you're doing there? Okay, so free review, extremely important. Don't mess something up when you don't have to. And here's our phone number to get a chance to come in there and sit down and really figure things out. What is it that you're going to be doing? What's your new marching orders for yourself and your family and those you care about, financially speaking? And here's that number, 979-836-2903, 979-836-2903. Now, I had a call a couple of days ago, Doug, from someone who still works. She is 65, eligible for Medicare, right? Or she's about to turn 65. And she says, okay, I'm hearing all kinds of information from friends, accountants, you name it, and they're all telling me to go off of my wonderful, and I mean, I know the plan, healthcare plan at my employer completely, and just go on Medicare. No.
That just doesn't sound...
No, because there are differences. And Doug, let's talk a little bit about this so that we can kind of straighten this out for folks.
Yeah, as long as you're still working and have a good health plan from your employer, they call it a credible health plan, you don't need the Medicare. You're supposed to sign up for it when you turn 65.
Yeah. Well, actually, you got a 90-day window before and a 90-day window after to sign up.
But you keep your employer health plan because it probably pays better.
And it's probably going to cost you less if you've got, I know this particular plan this person's in, very, very low cost. In fact, it's probably lower cost than what her co-pays and other things might be for Medicare.
Because if you go for Medicare, there's Part A, Part B. Part A, you get paid for. Part B, you have to pay. And then Part D is a prescription drug plan. And then Medicare doesn't cover everything, so you need to get a Medicare supplement plan. And so that costs at least $130 some dollars and up.
Right.
So
yes, she still needs to sign up.
Yep.
For Medicare, and the thing she also needs to do is get in touch with the personnel department for this big firm where she's working. They probably, her manager in her particular location probably has an employee handbook, or it's online. And you can go on there and you can find out how her particular company she works for handles their interaction on your behalf with Medicare. Sometimes they're going to pay some portions of the Part A, right? That would be Part A Medicare. Most of the time, you don't want to have them, you don't want to have Medicare Part B because your employer is probably paying those charges.
Paying better.
And cheaper for you, by the way.
Yeah. See, so, and also.
And the drug plan may be better, too.
Yeah, the HR company or HR. It's a common thing. People turn 65. They're on the company medical plan. They're going to tell you, here's how it works.
Yeah.
You know, and it you have to decide whether it's better for you or not. But I cannot believe that Medicare is better than your group medical plan.
Yeah. So please look before you leap.
Yep.
It's not that difficult. They'll tell you everything because you're not the only person who's 65. Or turning 65 and still working. Many more of us are working into our 70s and even beyond. So find out how they offset each other, the company plan versus Medicare plans, and then you can make an intelligent decision. Don't just follow a friend's advice, your neighbor's advice, some other person's advice, because they don't know all about your plan at your job and mm-hmm. how it interacts.
Now, we've seen so many of these that it's almost always better to keep your employer plan mm-hmm. because you once you separate from service, then you still have that open window where you don't have to answer any medical questions as long as you got credible coverage. And then you could sign up then for Medicare Part B and D and a Medicare supplement plan and so on. Mm-hmm. But that's when you separate from service. And so this is something that happens every day.
Yeah.
People turn 65 and what happens usually, Medicare and the group medical plan get together, they do it and pay the bills, your medical bills. And the doctors, they don't worry about that too much either because they got
Medicare.
They just
get their money.
Yeah. They know one of the two are going to pay or they're going to split the cost or something mm-hmm. like that. So it's not something you have to worry about. You just got to make sure you follow through on it and sign up for it.
So don't do anything rash yet. Just go ahead, find out which options are best for you. What does your employer pay? And what would Medicare pay? Which is the best deal for you going forward? And always go directly to the source.
Yep. That's,
always.
That's assuming you drop your group medical plan and go 100% with Medicare and a supplement.
Yeah. So please know what you're getting into. Don't pay more or have lower benefits and higher deductibles that you may end up facing, possibly, especially if this person works for a pretty big company mm-hmm. with a really big plan, and they may be cheaper and, frankly, better in some ways than going all Medicare. So please be careful with that.
I think your phrase, go to the source, go to the actual people, is a lot better than listening to other people. I was, I'm not an expert on this one at all, but the VA benefits, new law was passed. It's called the VA Mission Act. And this was pointed out to me with one of the guys that, a friend of mine at the Donut Hour.
No. Yeah.
He said, you need to bring this up.
Yeah.
What it is, it gives veterans greater choice in their health care. This benefit is from a VA provider for urgent care. You don't have to go to the VA clinic or VA hospital mm-hmm. to get some of those urgent care things done. Urgent care is something like there's illnesses, casting, splinting, lacerations, wound treatments, non-life-threatening items. There are different clinics, urgent care clinics, that qualify to take your VA benefit. So you can go there instead of having to go into the VA hospital or specific VA clinic. Also, there's some retail locations like the drugstores. There's a couple mm-hmm. of them in town here that where you can get for minor ailments like sore throat, earaches, things like that, that also take VA benefits.
Awesome.
So
okay.
That's part of the new VA Mission Act. You need to go online and ask about that. Also, if you need they'll give you up to a 14-day supply prescription medication through the VA contracted pharmacy now. You don't have to get your If you want more than 14 days, then you got to go to the VA clinic to do that one. But the other thing this gentleman told me, his wife was under TRS care, Teachers Retirement System medical care for retirees. And apparently in this VA Mission Act, she could now go on his VA medical benefit.
Is it better?
It's better.
Whoa.
Than his TRS care, okay. And it's half the cost of that. I don't know enough about that, but that's okay. If you're a veteran and your spouse is on a different plan, you may want to check into that one. And that's where you need to call the VA line or look online, because we're not specialists in the VA stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and one of the reasons why we touch on so many topics besides how the markets are moving and what's up, what's down, those types of things, and what to be aware of globally, locally, financially, and speaking, is that there are concerns that, if you don't have your act together on some of this stuff, you're going to be cutting into whatever you've been saving or investing, and you weren't planning on doing that. And by the way, a big study, which I mentioned at the beginning of the show, on what really is our concern for most of us. This is a huge poll that Nationwide Advisory Solutions actually conducted not very long ago, in fact. And they said, what really concerns you? They asked a whole bunch of people about the future. Is it your investing? Is it your health care? Inflation? What is it? Top five financial concerns in this massive study. Number one, the cost of health care.
Yes, that's
number one. That number two was right behind it was taxes. Okay. Number three, real close, protecting assets. Right?
You don't want to run out of money before you run out of life.
Well, and having your protective vehicles in place, like insurances, etc. Right? Saving enough for retirement was only 23% of us. I think that should be higher.
Yeah, that's a hard thing to do early in your life, though.
And I have some stats on that coming up, too. And inflation was also in there. What inflation do we have right now?
Yeah, we haven't had inflation for a long time. I remember back in the 70s, though, and 80s. Boy, it was tough.
So this I found interesting, too. This year, 2019, only 4 out of 10 of us, that's 40%, say they are optimistic about the economic outlook. We've had huge growth. We continue to have some fairly decent-looking production numbers, et cetera, in our economy and even globally. Yes, tariffs and all these things that are swinging around, and the Eurozone, are they heading downhill? And little blip. I think one of our problems, frankly, is that things have been so awesome for the last year and a half or two, and our balances on our accounts have been growing, that now we're going, it's got to fall apart.
One of the things that is going on here in Texas that affects all of this is energy independence.
Mm-hmm.
We don't, those of you who remember gasoline lines, waiting in line so you could put gas in your car, I remember that was in the 70s. You had to wait in line 30 minutes, 40 minutes, and some gas stations didn't have gas. They ran out because we were dependent on other countries. Now we're not. Now we're an exporter. So all that does now is frees up all kinds of other funds and manufacturing and everything else. All these little things play into this.
Mm-hmm. So things have changed. This other one thing I wanted to point out, too, though, in this survey is that investors believe that gridlock in Washington is the number one factor most likely to adversely impact their portfolios in 2019.
You mean there's gridlock in Washington?
There could be. Oh, I wonder where that might be.
Yep.
Anyway, so how do you cope with all this stuff? How do you move forward? What about dealing with some of these uncertainties? And should you still be putting money away in big things like your 401k plan at work or 403b plan, various types of these things. How do you look at that? How can you get more in there? And I just had another question the other day from someone who says, look, I think I make too much money to put my money in a Roth IRA. Really? I found out that they don't make too much money, even though if you look at the tables and charts and you look at this person's salary, they make a little too much to be able to fund a Roth account. Not so. Come back and talk about that in a little bit, too. So if you got a question in the meantime, here's our number. We'll talk to you in private. Commercials are on the way. So that means that you guys can play by dialing us now on whatever device you have. Don't be shy. You're going to talk to us in private. Here's a way to do it. Private line 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. You're listening to The Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group.
Did you know a good set of sheets and a comfy pillow is just as important as selecting that right mattress? Hi, I'm Anthony Jasinski, owner-operator of Mattress Guys, and I'm inviting you to stop in this weekend and see our great selection that's handpicked by me to complement any mattress. From cooling technology to just good old-fashioned comfort, I'm confident your neck or back will not be sorry. And remember, the best buys are with Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or at mattresswith3zsguys.com.
Okay, you're not ready to go to a nursing home, but you do need help recovering from a stroke or surgery or other mishap. Now you can rehabilitate at Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation, now offering outpatient services like physical, occupational, speech, respiratory, and IV therapy, as well as wound care. So if your doctor prescribes therapy, call Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation about their outpatient service. Call 979-836-9770 or stop in their facility at 400 East Sales Street in Brenham and speak to the admissions department.
Did you grow up Lutheran but got away from it somewhere along the way? Is God calling you to come back home to renew your faith journey with friends old and new? Let this be your invitation to return. Abiding Word Lutheran has just moved into the new church fronting Old Mill Creek Road, just east of Loop 290, next to the Blinn Agricultural Complex. Abiding Word Lutheran offers Bible classes for all ages at 9, and worship service begins at 10. Abiding Word. The name says it all.
There are so many reasons to Schlitterbahn, like thrilling water coasters, relaxing rivers, epic surfing rides, and pint-sized water playgrounds. Did we mention you can stay where you play at one of our amazing resorts? What's your favorite reason to Schlitterbahn? Building memories, sun and fun, a Texas tradition, free parking, coolers welcome, or maybe it's just a much-needed getaway. Phew, there's just too many to list. No matter what the reason, it's always the hottest, coolest time in Texas. Visit Schlitterbahn.com for the best prices on tickets, season passes, and more.
Spend your summer at camp with KWHI. All summer long, KWHI is giving you a chance to visit exciting Texas destinations for free. You can visit the Aquarium Pyramid at Moody Gardens in Galveston, ride the Monster Storm water rides at Typhoon Texas in Katy, see the giraffes and elephants at the Houston Zoo, or maybe catch the latest blockbuster movie at Westwood Cinema 6 in Brenham. To win, just listen to KWHI for the camp roll call. When you hear it, call us at 979-836-9937. Caller 6 will represent their family cabinet in our on-air summer camp contest. You might even win one of our grand prize packages, including a two-night stay at Casa Del Mar Beachfront Suites in Galveston. KWHI wants to thank our fellow camp counselors, Ben's Body and Paint in Giddings, City of Brenham, Cash Station Jewelry and Loan, and WC Tractor in Brenham. Camp KWHI, all the fun, none of the pesky mosquitoes.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Yeah. If you remember that song, danced to it, played it on the car radio et cetera, et cetera. You need to be coming in for that free review because you're in the retirement mode here, even if you were pretty young. Maybe junior high.
Yeah.
Or before. And you listen to your older siblings or friends listening to that little ditty there. You might want to be thinking about, are you set? Are you ready? What things can you do to maybe save more and save more intelligently for you and for your family? You know, you're starting to get in the zone where you have to look at things. Do you have enough? How do you do more saving and investing without taking extensive risk, especially if it's not your forte, to trade, do some of these things? I hear, I just heard on the way in to the office, I heard another ad for somebody who says, you know, we can teach you how to day trade.
Oh, I heard an ad about that in Houston yesterday about, you know, the school, come to school and we'll teach you how to trade. Well, why don't you just become a stockbroker if you're going to do that?
Well, you know, I have not met very many people who can be disciplined, and it takes a discipline to be able to watch things, and you got four screens up on computers, and you're looking for little blips and blobs that happen up, down, sideways, all these things that are going on. Most people are not dedicated enough or don't get enough basic training, frankly, about markets and all the different things that they really need to know. So, you know, it doesn't matter if you go and find out about it, but it is not for everyone.
It's not for most.
It's probably for 99% probably of everyone. I do know people and have known people over the years who've done very well with it, but they were dedicated. And they did lose. You have to suck it up and go on. And it's a tough thing. If you get spazzed out because you're looking at your 401k balance drop, you know, a couple of percentage points, this is not for you, okay? The trading thing is not for you. So please be careful with that. I had a couple of people who, in fact, somebody who just asked me about 3 weeks ago about this. And I said, well, enter at your own risk.
Yeah.
You know, if become a student, know what you're doing. And even then, do you have the temperament for this?
Yeah, I've known quite a few people that they like to run their own investments, which is different than day trading or trading. They like to look at trends and buy certain things in their IRAs or their Roth or whatever. And they keep a handle on it, and that's fine. But that's not trading. That's investing. And it's good. That's what we want to have people do, is be aware of what's going on. But where we got involved with that is their spouses don't have any idea of what the finances are. And so if something happens to them, mostly all guys, I've only come into one lady who was really sharp like that. But mostly guys doing it, but they want, if something happens to them, who's going to take care of it for their spouse? And so we started the relationship or relationships with these type of couples. And so that, which is smart because he's planning it. He wants somebody to take care of his wife if he's not there. And so we have quite a few clients that are in that boat.
Yes, we do. And that's the thing. You're more than just what's in your account, right? You really are. And how does it all fit together? Where is it? And I'd like a nickel for every time I've sat across the desk from usually a female, usually the wife, who says, you know, Bob's getting more and more Alzheimer's or dementia, something like this. I'm taking over more and more of stuff, and I'm still trying to find out where everything is. I don't know where it is, and I don't know why I didn't ask him earlier.
Or even passwords. How do I get on the website? How do I get to the bank?
Yeah. Where is it? How do I access it? Because now this person is peeling off big chunks of change to support the spouse who is now in an assisted living environment. So planning ahead is super important. And that's part of the things that financial planners do. Good ones anyway.
Get the relationship started.
In the meantime, many of us, as we mentioned earlier, are just so concerned about our 401k, all right, or our 401 or 403b, whatever investment vehicle you have at your work. But statistics show that we're not so concerned that we're really plowing a whole bunch of money in there. This is from Vanguard, which probably handles more 401k. They and Fidelity probably handle.
They're probably the two big gorillas.
Yeah. I think third in line may be like John Hancock or something. But assets in 401k plans at major companies. So this is a survey from Vanguard. They wanted to see, are we doing better at saving in our 401ks in particular than we did roughly 10 years ago? So they took a look at account balances, and in 2018, the average account balance was $92,148. Doesn't sound so bad.
No, that's got to be hundreds of thousands
average,
of people, though, too.
But lumped into that was all of the people who make really big bucks at some of these companies, and they're socking huge chunks. All right? They got $1 million, $2 million, $5 million, whatever they put in to their plan. The real money for most rank and file people was much lower. The median amount, $22,217. Now, that's about the same kind of saving rate that we've had since 2007. So in other words, we haven't really upped our game, most of us out there in the rank and file employee land, for what we're really putting into our plan. And it may have been, it may be skewed a little low because so many plans now have the automatic enrollment that they, unless you opt out when you join that particular employer, they automatically enroll you at a 3% contribution rate into their 401k. They're going to take 3% out of your pay unless you tell them no. Otherwise, it's on autopilot. So we are doing a little bit better, but you've got a lot of people who are newer, younger employees. They're not making as much money. So 3% of their paycheck is a lot lower than 3% of the people in maybe their 40s, 50s, and beyond who maybe are making more money. So, yeah, maybe a little bit overdone as to how low most balances really are. But I think the real bottom line here is that we all need to do a lot better, frankly.
Statistics and history has shown that if you do things on an automatic basis, they get done. Yeah. It happens.
Yeah.
You know, if you get an automatic deduction out of your check, it gets done. If you have to send a check in every month, you're going to miss.
Sure, and this goes for your health insurance coverage. If you're paying a copay to your employer's paying a part of it, you're paying part of it. Maybe 401ks are the same, 403bs, right? Other insurance benefit, some of the life insurance, some of the things that may be offered on your plan, coming out automatically.
Once, if it comes out automatically, it takes about 3 months before you never miss it. You know, the first month hurts a little bit because you got some money taken out of your check. Second month, not so bad. Third month, okay, no big deal now. But now it's getting done on a regular basis. And that's how most people acquire retirement funds, is putting things away on a regular basis.
And again, if your employer does a match, at least put in enough to get the match. I mean, you can have any kind of a match that your employer decides upon. I have plans where you get 50 cents on the dollar up to 5%. So if you put in 5%, you're going to get 2.5% match. Right?
That's a 50% return.
Yeah. How many places can you make a 50% return?
And that's no stocks, bonds. It's just that's 50% more money than you started with.
Or if you put in 1%, you're going to get an extra 50% on top of that.
Yeah.
So $1, you're going to get an extra 50 cents.
And that's how people usually acquire larger retirement funds, as they start and they just put it away on a regular basis and don't worry about it too much.
Now, I will say I did get a question from someone who said, well, my employer has a profit sharing plan on our 401k. Do I have to contribute in order to get that profit sharing plan? Probably not. So You know, it's not like you have to put money into the 401k to get the profit sharing. All eligible employees, and there are some eligibility rules I'm sure your employer has, but you may have to work a certain number of hours, etc. If you are eligible to get that profit sharing money, you can get that put into your account, whether you participate and put any money in the 401k plan, defined contribution portion of the plan, or not.
I think the key is ask.
Yes.
Ask.
Yes, your HR department will know this, but just off the top of my head, I remember I had that question. All right. I'm going to get to just a moment here about Roth contributions. Those of you who make more money than you think you can have and still make a Roth contribution, maybe not so for you. This is about a 30-second conversation, and then we're going to start a little quiz here. Little financial literacy.
Well, yeah, it's quiz time.
Ah, how are you doing with that, huh? What do you know? And maybe you need a little brush up on some information. So we'll have that for you and more. And we're going to take a little break here and come right back with more of today's edition of the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group.
It's a different kind of work week when you live out here. You need a tractor with enough power, performance, and attachments to scratch any itch. You need the Kubota BX Series, the best-selling subcompact tractor in America. Now get a BX 1880 for payments as low as $99 a month for 84 months plus a 6-year warranty. 54-inch mower deck included. Now through August 31st, 2019. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Visit WC Tractor or Kubota.com.
American Overhead Door Company.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
American Overhead Door Company.
Of the United States of America.
American Overhead Door Company. The true American Overhead Door Company. Brenham's original overhead door company since 1975. American Overhead Door Company. 6 miles north of Brenham on Highway 36. American Overhead Door Company is the only overhead door company that offers a lifetime warranty on your garage door. American Overhead Door Company. Selling American-made overhead doors. American Overhead Door Company. Brenham's only overhead door company is now selling American flags at 7405 Highway 36 North. American Overhead Door Company, 979-836-4442. Remember, if it's not American, then it's not American Overhead Door Company. Call 979-836-4442. That's 979-836-4442. And go visit their showroom for your American flag.
Do you need a tune-up? Is your check engine light on? Take your car to Myers Garage. Need work done on your brakes? Take your vehicle to Myers Garage. Myers Garage is your general auto repair center in downtown Brenham. Not only does Myers offer tune-ups and brake service, they also can help with the air conditioner that's not cooling and many other general auto repairs. Is your diesel running rough? Myers also offers diesel diagnostics. Just call Tommy or David at Myers Garage at 836-6741 or stop by their location at 308 South Baylor in downtown Brenham.
Citizens State Bank, your local full-service bank, offers everything from innovation online technology to plain old-fashioned first name friendly personal service. With online banking, you can bank from the comfort of your home or office computer or even your iPhone or Android device when you're on the go. Stop in Citizens State Bank to get started banking online. Data and third-party charges may apply. Citizens State Bank, local people making local decisions since 1925. An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hey, Superscore Sam with another shout-out to one of our Brenham sports friends, Orman's Steakhouse. I'm here chowing down on big, thick, and juicy Texas T-bones surrounded by over 100 years of Brenham Cup history.
You're right. I'm loving all these local photos as I enjoy a beautiful bacon-wrapped filet mignon and a glass of Lyric Pinot Noir.
Or ice-cold Shiner Bock. Race down South Market right now, cross that freeway past Tractor Supply, and blast through the end zone at 2100 Highway 290 East in Brenham. Orman's Steakhouse will knock it out of the park with a photo finish.
Okay, Sam. Whether you're looking for an exceptional facility for short-term rehabilitation, long-term care, or post-operative recovery, Focused Care at Brenham is the perfect choice. The team members at Focused Care at Brenham are highly skilled at providing inpatient rehabilitation and 24-hour nursing care. They recognize the amount of trust you put in them to care for your loved ones and will treat them like family. stop by and meet the care team, take a tour, and discover why Focus Care at Brenham is the premier skilled nursing facility in the area. Conveniently located at 1303 Highway 290 East in Brenham.
In the market for a different vehicle, but dreading the car buying experience? LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac is proud to offer a complete lineup of GM vehicles without all the hassle. With a focus on quality of service, you can shop with confidence knowing you'll get exactly what you're looking for. Whether it's great gas mileage, horsepower, or something luxurious, our sales representatives will get you taken care of. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac on Highway 290 West in Brenham.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Before you get into Roths, I want to give a shout out to Wayne. Thank you for that VA information, Wayne.
Yes.
And then also, I want to get the guys ready at the Brenham Cell Phone Guru. I need a new battery. I'll be in there later this morning.
I have a crack in my screen on my phone too. I may need to
Those guys are good. They take care of it real quick. I busted up my phone and now the batteries. They told me I was going to need a new one, but I just okay. Go to experts.
Yeah, always. Right, we do.
Yep, and ask questions.
Speaking of experts, let me put my expert hat on here. Roth IRAs, right? Yes, you do phase out at income levels, all right, being able to contribute. Yes, it's true. Somebody asked me about this. While I'm married, I file jointly on my income tax return. When do I start phasing out of being able to contribute the full, in this case, $7,000 this year, because they're over 50.
Now, this is not Roth 401k.
No, this is just Roth IRA.
Roth IRA.
All right. You start phasing out of being able to contribute the full amount at $193,000. You hit $203,000 of adjusted gross income, and it's a no-go for you. Okay, you can't put anything in a Roth IRA. But guess what? I asked this guy, hey, you got a Roth option on your 401k at work? Yeah. Go to town, man. You don't have limits. You got the 401k limits of $19,000. Plus, of course, he gets the catch-up contribution, which could also be invested if he wanted to in the Roth option. And that's another 6 G's. So he could put in $25,000 full contribution into the Roth 401k.
Now, it doesn't get a tax deduction for that.
No.
But it also, though, grows tax deferred.
And he's not going to be taxed on it later, as long as he set up another Roth IRA that he know he can't contribute to, right? But he can just put the shell out there to roll in. So, again, just know what you're doing. Or you can have a regular IRA you can set up, put a couple $100 in it, and then convert it.
Convert that.
Oh, there's all kinds of stuff. All right. So,
that's strategies again.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Here's some financial questions for you. We'll see how well you've been listening. Suppose you have $100 in a savings account, and you're going to earn 2% a year, which is about to go. That's not bad right now if you get 2% on your CD. Yeah. After 5 years, this is multiple choice, so you don't have to come up with the answer. Okay. After 5 years, how much would you have? More than $102? Exactly $102? Less than $102? $100 in a savings account, earning 2% interest a year after 5 years. How much would you have? More, exactly, or less than $102? And the fourth answer is, I don't know.
Okay.
You would have more.
Yeah, because you're making 2% a year.
Year number one, you got $102.
Mm-hmm.
Year number two, you got 2% on top of $102.
Et cetera, et cetera.
And so on. Mm-hmm. Okay, another question. Imagine that the interest rate on your savings account is 1% a year. Well, that's about right.
Yeah.
And inflation is 2% a year. After 1 year, would the money in the account buy more than it does today? exactly the same or less than today.
So inflation's 2% and you're earning 1%
yep.
on this bank account.
Correct. So after 1 year, would you buy more, buy the same, or buy less? And the fourth answer is, I don't know.
Hands in the audience.
Okay.
Okay.
You're going to buy less because your $100 is now worth $98 because inflation...
Just ate 2% of it.
2% of it, and you only earned one, so now you got 99 instead of the 100. Now, if you multiply that out over a period of time or a bigger discrepancy in that, it's going to eat up. So inflation does need... We've been kind of spoiled the last several years in the mm-hmm. low inflation rate. Okay, here's a good one that we've talked about in time. And this Federal Reserve comes into play here. If interest rates rise, what will typically happen to bond prices? And that we hear about on the news where the Fed is going to cut interest rates or raise interest
yeah,
rates.
Yeah, so now we're going to have the inverse of this, all right, this question.
Yep.
So if they cut rates, the Fed cuts rates, you're going to have the opposite effect that we're talking about here.
So we're saying if interest rates rise, in other words, the Fed says, okay, we're going to bump the interest rate up, what will typically happen to bond prices? Will they go up? Will they fall? Will they stay the same? Trick question, or is there no relationship at all? Interest rates go up. What happens to bond prices? Do they rise? Do they fall? They stay the same? No relationship at all.
Tick, 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 tick. Okay.
They fall. Bond prices fall. Because bonds are locked in at an interest rate, and when they mature, you get your money back. So if you're locked in at a certain interest rate and the interest rates go up, who's going to want to buy your bond?
They're going to go buy somebody else's bond that's going to pay them the new higher rate.
Yep.
And your bond is going to be worth less if you tried to sell it.
So there is a relationship there. Just little quizzes. I got a couple more questions, but we'll do that another day. I'd just like to...
And true thought process here. We're about to have possibly a cut in rates. So the opposite effect happens on bonds, right?
Yep.
Okay.
See you back here on Monday. Monday.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in the show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at neilfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.